always keeping the main thing, thanking God for Jesus Christ, thanking God for the Holy Spirit, thanking God for the angels, thanking God for the church, thanking God for this congregation, thanking God for the elders and the leaders of this congregation, thanking God for this morning, this day that he's given us. Didn't have to do it, but he did. And I'm led to believe that he gave it to us because he loved us. Amen. He wanted us to see another day. He wanted us to see that next day for us to do something about it. That next day. And I'm thankful to God for that. My wife is not here today. She was moving a little slow. I thought she would be here, but she's not here today. But just keep us in prayer, you know. She's getting old and, you know. And that's just how it is, you know. No, she. My lesson this morning is taken from the book of Proverbs, chapter 11, verses 21. But I would like to read from verse 17 through 21. That's Proverbs 11th chapter, verse 17 through 21. And it reads, "The merciful man doeth good to his own soul, but he that is cruel troubleth his own flesh. The wicked worketh a deceitful work, but to him that soweth righteousness shall be a sure reward. As righteousness tendeth to life, so he that pursueth evil pursueth it to his own death. They that are of a forward heart are abominations to the Lord, but such are upright in their ways are his delight." Verse 21, "Though hand join in hand, the wicked shall not go unpunished, but the seed of the righteous shall be delivered." My subject this morning is hand in hand. Partners in crime. Hand in hand, partners in crime. Though hand joined in hand, the wicked shall not go unpunished. This verse emphasizes that even the wicked collaborate, even if they collaborate, they will face punishment, while the righteous will be saved. The phrase hand in hand, join hand in hand, signifies unity or collusion in evil. But it's not a literal joining of hands. The verse core message is that the wicked, regardless of how much it embraces, God won't tolerate wickedness. Hand join in hand. This phrase highlights the idea that even if wicked individuals come together and support each other in their wrongdoing, they will still face consequences. The wicked shall not go unpunished. This part of the verse emphasizes that the principle that those who engage in evil actions will ultimately face judgment and will not escape punishment. But the seeds of the righteous shall be delivered. This contrasts the wicked, emphasizing that those who follow righteous principles will be saved and protected even in times of the punishment of the wicked. And that the descendants of the righteous will be delivered. And their faithfulness will bring blessings and protection to their families. So when we do right, it kind of like carries on. Are you with me? It kind of like carries on in our families. Partners in crime, hand in hand, partners in crime. You know, even in the very first beginning, we had partners in crime. Genesis 3:6. First marriage. "And when the woman saw that the tree was good for food, pleasant to the eyes and the tree of the to be desired, she ate and gave it her husband to eat." I know I'm speaking about Eve again, but remember what I told you last week. That is not who you are. Amen? But they got together, they collaborated, they got together and ate of the fruit that they weren't supposed to be eating of, hand in hand, from the very beginning. Our forefathers, Adam and Eve, are you with me? From the very beginning, from the very beginning. In Genesis 12, Abram and Sarai, remember? They lied to Pharaoh. They got together and lied to Pharaoh and said tell Pharaoh you my sister, because Sarai was a good looking woman. Are you with me? And Abram at the time he figured that they would kill him for her, so he told her to say that you're my sister. They were related now. I think, if I'm not mistaken, he was her uncle, I think, cousin, whatever. But anyway, he said to lie. And we know lying is wrong. But they collaborated. They came together. In Genesis, the 20th chapter, he lied again. He told, he was Abraham now. He told Sarah to tell Abimelech that you're my sister. And both Pharaoh and Abimelech had some trouble. Pharaoh had the plagues. Abimelech, you know, he had some troubles too because of that. But we see lying. We see from the very beginning, husband and wife getting together. Are you with me? Lying. Lying. Genesis 19, Lot. With his two daughters. Lot's two daughters, you know, they had left Sodom and there was no more men in the area. So what they done, they collaborated, they got together and said, we're going to get our daddy drunk so we could, amen? We're going to get him drunk so we could, you know, lay with him so we could have kids, because there was no other men in that particular part of the land. You see, another collaboration. You see, hand joining in hand. In the New Testament, we see Ananias and Sapphira, another couple who was married. They got together and held back a portion. Are you with me? He said, you know, they came together and said, you know, listen, we're going to hold back. We're not going to, you know, I know they want us to do this, but man, this is too much to give. So we're going to hold back. I'm just, amen. And they got together and that's what happened. You see, and it said that he died and 3 hours later she came and she died. In Genesis 11, the Tower of Babel, they came together. Instead of doing what God said to do, spread and be fruitful, they came together and said, we're going to build a tower. Are you with me? They collaborated. They came together. You see, though hand joined in hand, are you with me? They will not go unpunished. The unjust will not go unpunished. You see, you know, they call it partners in crime. You see, Genesis 27, mother and son, Rebekah and her son Jacob deceived Isaac. Amen? They got together, son and mother. They got together and deceived their father and lied to him, you know, because he had bad eyesight. And sometimes, you know, people, they, you know, something about getting together and make it seem right. If I could just have someone to do bad with me, I'm going to be okay. At least I ain't by myself. And especially if I can get a whole crowd of folks to follow me, then, you know, I'm going to be all right. For some reason, some people think that way. You see, in Genesis 37, brothers joined in hand. Brothers got together and sold their brother Joseph into slavery. You see, that's family now, getting together, collaborating. And, you know, getting together and doing this devilish thing. Genesis 32, the Israelites got together and built a molten calf at Mount Sinai. You remember that? Matthew 14, Herod and Herodias, all right? They had John the Baptist beheaded. They got together with that. You see, they was in one accord with that, and they got together in that. In Acts 7, they came together and stoned Stephen. For what? Stephen was just telling the truth. Amen? In Acts 22, the Sanhedrin came together and viewed Paul as a threat. You see, Paul came out the water being a threat. You see, Paul was dangerous to them. You see, and they got together, and the Sanhedrin was a committee of people, you know, a group of people, and they came together as a group. And sometimes when we see group of folks, it seems like it's right because it's a lot of people together. Are you with me? Remember when the spies went out. You see, and the majority came back and said, we can't take it. But two came back and said, we will. But who did they go with? The majority. It says, if the majority said that we can't take it, then it must be so. Are you with me? In John 18, Judas came with a whole band of soldiers, to get Jesus. Are you with me? About 600. They all was together in this. Are you with me? They were together in this. Matthew 22:34. The Pharisees and Sadducees tried to trap Jesus. You know how, you know, they could double up on Jesus. They figured they could, you know, make him say something or do something that he wasn't supposed to say or do. You see, and that's how many people are when they gang up on you, right? But the Bible teaches us, even if we're by ourselves, be right. You see, because when we look at Jesus, he was by himself at the end. There was no disciples with him because all had but forsook him. You see, they were afraid and they all moved away from Jesus. You see, but he was there by himself. And that teaching was teaching us this, that we, even if we got to do right by ourselves, do right by ourselves. Amen. Even today, folks want to join in hand in hand with the rich to get rich quick. You know, people, they like to, you know, join hand with somebody who got something. You see, other than somebody who ain't got nothing. You see, you join hand with somebody, I ain't got nothing, you ain't got nothing. Where we going? Are you with me? But at least he got something or she got something. You know, that's why, you know, a lot of parents telling their daughters to make sure you marry somebody rich. But a wise mother, a wise Christian mother would tell them to be a Christian and find yourself a Christian man. Because a Christian man got all this down already. He know what he's supposed to do. You see, you don't have to buy love these days. You know, especially if you're a Christian, you don't have to buy it. You just be. You know, you just love. Amen. You just love. They wanna get in with the crowd and get in where they fit in. You know how that is. You know, like. You know, they rather get into the wide road than the narrow, straight and narrow way. Because something about that wide road, right, it seems like a lot of stuff is happening. And it causes Christians to get all, you know. Bible says, be ye not tangled with this world affairs, right? But a lot of Christians is going back, seem like, and get comfortable in the way of this world. You see, they're getting comfortable in this way, in this world, because of the crowd, because it's everybody else is doing it, you know, why not me? It must be right. Mom is doing it. Daddy is doing it. It must be right. My sister is doing it. My big brother is doing it. It must be right. Are you with me? My cousins, all of them doing it, right? So it must be right. The Bible says, study to show yourself approved unto God. A workman need not be ashamed, rightly dividing the truth. That's book. That's Bible. Make sure you study. Make sure you're right. You know where you're going. Because it said, if somebody said it like this, wherever you are led, that's where you're going. Are you with me? Simple. Wherever you're led, that's where you're going. If you're led in the right direction, that's where you're going. If you're led in the wrong, that's where you're going. Being led. But remember whose hand you need to be in hand with. Any wrong is never right. And I don't care what kind of wrong it is, if it's a wrong that brought you prosperity, if your agent or if you're the people who do your taxes tell you to cheat, you could get more money this way or that way. Are you with me? It seems like it's the right thing to do because it's more money in my pocket. Bible says man cannot live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. You remember when we used to call money bread? Don't look at me like that. You know, hey man, you got some bread? You know, are you with me? Man cannot live by bread alone, nor food alone, right? But he lived by every word that proceeded out of the mouth of God. Any right is never wrong. Any right that you do is never wrong. Whoever we go hand in hand with must be right. Whoever goes hand in hand with us, we must be right. From the pew to the pulpit. If the blind lead the blind, they both will fall into the ditch. Matthew 15 and 14. You see, if you don't know where you're going, I don't know where I'm going, where we're going at. Where are we going? In God's eyes, there's no strength in any evil numbers. You could have an army of evil. Are you with me? In God's eyes, that's not strength. That's weakness in God's eyes. So it should be weakness in our eyes too, that we won't join it, even though it seems like it's going somewhere. In Psalm 73, Asaph said, you know, he see the prosperity of the righteous. He said it didn't seem right. It's like they prosper in everything they do. They do wrong, they prosper. They can do anything and they just make it at me. If I do the wrong thing, right, I'm going to get punished. I'm going to get disciplined for it. Are you with me? But he saw them, you know, and it was prospering before his face. But at the end, he said, when he got into that sanctuary, he understood it like this. He said, they're on slippery ground. Are you with me? They're on slippery ground. Because it just seemed like the unrighteous, especially if it's a bunch of them, seemed like they just prosper and they're just getting it. You know, getting cars, getting all the things that we want. Are you with me? That we want hand in hand. You see, in Acts 4, we see the priests, the captains, and the Sadducees in the temple. You see, they were in the temple. They came to get Peter and John because you see, they wanted to be the type of people who know it all, right? If you want to be taught, you're going to be taught by them or else. Are you with me? You know, we went to school. We went to theology. We got our masters, our doctors. We got it going on. Are you with me? Y'all don't know nothing. Are you with me? So you need to listen to us. And if you don't listen to me, I'm going to be mad. Are you with me? I'm going to get mad with you now. I'm going to tell you the truth. If you don't listen to me, I'm going to get mad. And that's the type of people they were. They didn't like it. Peter, he done this great miracle with this man who was begging, right? Then after that, he started speaking against them. He said he started preaching Jesus. And they said, hold up, man, that's not That's not what we want you to do. Are you with me? They got together. They came together. That's not what we want you to do. Are you with me? But Peter didn't listen to that togetherness, that hand in hand. He kept on going. So they threw him in prison. They threatened him and whatnot. And Peter, he just kept on going. Peter, that was just Peter. He would not close his mouth. You see, he would not be quiet. Acts 4:18, the Bible says, through 21, it says, and they called them and commanded them to speak, to not speak nor to teach in that name of Jesus. Are you with me? But they just couldn't help it. But Peter and John answered and said unto them, whether it be right in your sight or to hearken unto God, hearken unto God more than we hearken unto you, you judge. Are you with me? Because we're gonna do the things that God would have us to do. But we cannot but speak the things which we have seen and heard. So when they had further threatened them, they let them go, finding nothing how they might punish them because of the people. For all men had glorified God, and that was one. You see, they threatened them. They said, listen, now we don't teach that here. Are you with me? And we're asking you politely to go head on with that. You go somewhere with that, right? We're asking you, right? Now they have to threaten them. You see, they have to threaten them now. And Peter, just as hard-headed as he could be, are you with me? You know, he was the one once again with Jesus, and Jesus said had to call him Satan because Peter was just that type of person. And we have people like that today. He was just that type of person. He would not back down. Are you with me? He would say, Jesus, that, you know, what you're saying don't make sense. He even told Jesus that. Jesus said, be quiet. Get behind me. I never asked you to be in front of me. I never asked you to lead me. I told you to follow me. So how you got before me? No matter how tight the situation is, cooperation and evil is not right. In closing, Acts the fifth chapter, verses 27 through 42. Acts the fifth chapter, verses 27 through 42. I told you I'm the type of preacher. You know, if you go to sleep, it ain't, you know, you ain't gonna blame me for it. Are you with me? Because I don't belong, you know. I just hope and pray that I'm straight enough that you would get something that you could take with you. Acts the fifth chapter, verses 27 through 42. And when they had brought them, they set them before the council. And the high priest asked them, saying, did not we straitly command you that you should not teach in this name? And behold, ye have filled Jerusalem with your doctrine and intend to bring this man's blood upon us. Peter and the other apostle answered and said, we ought to obey God rather than man. If there's any hand we're going to hold is that unchanging hand. We're not going to be hand in hand with you to do this evil thing, to beat that evil way. God, the God of our fathers raised up Jesus, whom he slew and hanged on a tree. Him hath God exalted with his right hand to be the Prince and the Savior, for to give repentance to Israel and forgive this of sins. And we are his witnesses of this thing. And so is also the Holy Ghost, whom God hath given to them to obey him. When they heard that, they were cut to the heart and took counsel to kill them, to slay them. You see, they didn't want Peter. You know, it's just like somebody you know, right? But somebody know better than you do. And you just can't handle it. and you can't handle it bad enough that you want to kill somebody. Are you with me? Because they know more than you. You see, then they stood there. Then stood there upon them the council of Pharisees named Gamaliel, a doctor of the law, had a reputation among all the people, and commanded that they put the apostles forth a little space. Gamaliel, he was there, and Gamaliel knew some stuff. You see, he knew some stuff that the rest didn't know. Are you with me? And he wasn't hand in hand with them. Are you with me? But they were hand in hand against Peter and them. You see, they came hand in hand. And we're going to see that Gamaliel is going to give some examples of people who came hand in hand. They went for somebody, went with somebody who they figured knows something. Are you with me? You see, and that's how we are sometimes. We think somebody knows something, so we're going to follow them, not knowing ourselves whether the person is right or wrong. Verse 35, and said unto them, ye men of Israel, take heed to yourself what ye intend to do of touching these men. For before these days arose Thaddeus, boasting himself to be somebody, to whom a number of men, about 400, joined themselves, whom was slain, and all as obeyed him were scattered abroad to naught. Are you with me? They saw Thaddeus, and they wanted to be with him because they figured he know what's going on, but he didn't know, and he was slain, and they were scattered. After this rose Judas of Galilee in the days of taxing, and drew away much people after him. He also perished in all, even as many as obeyed him was dispersed. Another man, they see that people joined hand in hand with, and they were scattered because they didn't know what they was talking about. And now I say unto you, refrain from these men and let them alone. For if this counsel or this work be of men, it will come to naught. Are you with me? If it's of man, it will come to naught. But if it be of God, you cannot overthrow it, lest ye find yourself even to fight against God. And that's something that nobody in their right mind want to do, fight against God. You want to be with God hand in hand. That's the hand that you want to be, the hand in the hand of the man. That's the hand that you want to be hand in with, you see. Not me, possibly, you know, not Donald Trump or one of them boys, you know, or, you know, the richest people in the world, you know. It's a crazy thing. I just want to say this, that the sheik, he want to give Donald Trump a billion dollar jet. I don't think so. Don't get, you know, are you with me? I won't do it. I don't know. You know, I just had to bring that up, okay? But anyway, but you see, we sometimes want to follow that. Mm-hmm. But if it's not of God, are you with me? If it's not of God, don't follow it, because it's definitely going to come to naught. But if it is of God, then follow it, because it's going to be there for you forever. It's going to be there for you forever. No matter how tight the corporation may be, no matter how smart they are, no matter how clever they are concealed, no matter the walls that they have built, no matter the techniques or hiding, no matter the kind of meetings they have held, no matter the agreements between them, the wicked shall not go unpunished, but those who are righteous will go free. Amen. I hope something said made you better for having come. If you are here and you're not a member of the church, there's some steps that you must take. And the brother said to me that he liked how I say must. Brother, I like it too, because we must. We must. We don't have a choice. You see, when you got a choice, you can do other, but you don't have a choice. You must hear God's word. You must hear Jesus. You must hear him. Are you with me? You must hear him. You must hear him. You must believe what you heard. You must believe it, that Jesus Christ is the Son of the living God. He came, he died, and he rose on the third day with all powers in his hands. You must repent of your way. Turn away from what you're doing. You know, if you're doing wrong, turn away from it, because it's not going to get you very far. In this world, it might get you riches. It might get you diamonds and pearls. Like the guy who's in prison now, what's his name? Whatever his name is, he's all in all kind of trouble. Rich, a billionaire, but in jail. Are you with me? So doing wrong will get you there, but doing right will get you there. Amen. You must confess with your mouth that Jesus Christ is the Son of the living God. You must be baptized in water for remission of sin. After that, you must stay faithful in God's grace. You must come to worship. You must. You can't, don't even try to get around it, you know, because COVID, you know, it took its toll, right? Many Christians, not just here, but many Christians are still at home. Are you with me? Listening to it on the internet, you know, still at home, comfortable as they can be. Are you with me? You know, and that's not what God wants us. He don't want us to be forsaking the assembling of ourselves together. We must come to worship. You must come on Wednesday night, if you can. Are you with me? If you're able, you must be there. You must give. You must teach. Go ye therefore and teach. Go ye therefore and preach the gospel. You must. It's a must. We can't get around it. We must love. That's the most important one of all. We must love. And we must keep the faith. We must. We must do these things. That's what Christians, we must do. Amen. We must do it. And when you have done this, and when we get to heaven and we start looking for one another, said, Brother Tom, have you seen Jerry? Sister Walker, have you seen Brother McLaughlin? Huh? Are you with me? He's at the river. You know that Crystal River? You see it? Yeah, I see it. That's where he's at. He's just walking. He's just looking. He just, amen? That, you know, we're there. We're there. You know, we're there. We don't have no more to worry. No more of this mess going on here. Are you with me? No more bills. No more calls, you know, saying, you know, you owe money. All kind of old mess like that. It's over. Are you with me? It's over. You see, it's over when we get there. And that's what we want to do. And if you are a member and you are in need of prayer, as we together stand and sing the song that was appointed, you may ask for prayers at this time.